my comment. Tukaram never returned. I felt like the Hindu who ate a sparse meal in a Muslim's home. His belly was still empty, and his caste was lost. I neither succeeded in helping Tukaram nor associated with Prabhupada. Both the young devotee and the holy moments with Prabhupada escaped me. A gift of a moment. Ramaharshan lamented his lack of personal association with Prabhupada. We went to Prabhupada's cottage together and sat silently, praying under his closed window. Suddenly, the curtains parted and Prabhupada faced us through the glass window. "Who is that?" he called. "Your dog's barking for mercy," I replied. The cottage doors slid open and Prabhupada invited us in. He immediately gave me an assignment to locate his secretary. My comment. Ramaharshan's lamentation proved miraculously fruitful. Prabhupada noticed our prayers, called us in, and then sent me away, leaving a tearful disciple alone with his spiritual master. A lost moment. Nanda Kumar was massaging Prabhupada in the morning sun. I walked by, watching from a distance, and offered my obeisances. Then I noticed Nanda Kumar waving to me. I stared, interpreted his signal, and walked away. Later, Nanda Kumar questioned, "I was calling you. Why didn't you come?" "Oh, no," I lamented. "I was coming, but I thought you were telling me to go." My comment, another eternal moment stolen by my ignorance. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.